You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Spoken Edition of Wired.
The Huge Sand Tiger Shark That Ain't Got No Time for Puny Fish by Laura Maloney. Seeing a 6-foot sand tiger shark suddenly appear right in front of you would surely make your heart skip a beat or two. But Tanya Hoopermans, who nabbed an incredible shot of a sand tiger shark charging through a school of fish 15 miles off the coast of North Carolina, says it was no big deal. With a smooth flick of its tail, the shark moved along, its beady black eyes set on bigger fish. "You would think it got a smorgasbord of food it can fill up on," she says, but that just didn't happen. Sharks so terrified Hoopermans as a kid that she refused to wade into water more than knee-deep. But by the time the former Defense Department mathematician started diving in 2009, she realized her fears were exaggerated. Some 500 dives later, she's come to love the creatures. "They're so misunderstood," she says. "Only 6 people die from shark attacks worldwide, but we're killing 70 million of them." She regularly dives in the waters near Morehead City, about 5 hours from her home in Virginia, to see them. People call the area the graveyard of the Atlantic due to the hundreds of shipwrecks dating back to the 16th century. All those downed ships provide a wonderful habitat for fish, which draws predators like sand sharks, bull sharks, tiger sharks, and even great whites. Dolphins and whales occasionally pass through too. "It's one of the best places in the world for diving with big animals," Hooperman says. "The ecosystem is so vibrant." Last month, Hoopermans led a team of scuba divers on a search for sharks in the rusted remains of the Carib Sea, a cargo ship sunk by a German U-boat in 1942. She had descended about 60 feet when she noticed a huge shadow in her corner vision. A 2-story wall of fish towered above her, blocking out the sunlight. A dozen sand tiger sharks churned through it, whipping in and out, hunting for a meal. Hoopermans quickly swam into the throng. She snapped hundreds of photos with her Olympus OMD EM1, secured in a waterproof casing and connected to 2 strobes by aluminum arms and fiber optic cables. Every once in a while, a shark bumped into her. "It was a very surreal experience," she says. "You feel like you're being hugged by all these fish and sharks." Yeah, a hug from a shark. Not scary at all.